There are, however, some matters arising. Boardwalk under the Isle of Euston corridor, paragraph 2.1 of those minutes. As you know, this is a key project so far as this task force is concerned, and we are keen to move it forward. We've had one or two diversions, but I think we're back on track. Christine, I think you might like to update members on where
yes,
we are. Thank you.
Shortly. Thank you, Chair. The task force actually was briefed by the team on this last meeting on the 29th of May, and that was when we presented a revised scheme that it was even further revisions from the CE2 exercise. However, subsequent to that being issued, I think we actually got some concerns or some comments as expressed by the Eastern District Council, and indeed they are having meeting this afternoon, and one of his items to discuss would be about the boardwalk. And according to the paper that that was submitted to the District Council, they actually expressed support towards the 10-metre wide boardwalk scheme set out under the Stage 2 community engagement exercise. They had such view because they thought that the scheme had already attained general support by the community, and that from a district perspective, a boardwalk scheme that is narrower than a 10 or maybe this just a width of 7.5 may not provide sufficient or safe environment for both the cyclists and the passengers to use, even if under a co-sharing arrangement. So we note their concern, and we our colleagues actually would be responding to their concerns or comments at the district council level. We would also, from the bureau level, together with the CEDD, maintain close liaison with the district council and try to discuss with them and try to see, you know, how the concerns could be fed into a scheme and then report in the process to the task force suitably. There is, I also note that in previous meetings, members here have expressed a willingness to actually, you know, sit together with all these stakeholders and come up with a good plan that is acceptable to everyone. So we would actually may do that and put HC and also DC together and also other key stakeholders and have this a very healthy dialogue and communication. So in the coming months, we're going to do that. And after we can sort out a good scheme that is agreeable to most, then we would proceed with the originally planned CE3. So that's the update that I wish to have with members. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I mean, the District Council appreciate why we've done what we've done, have they? That we've brought it back underneath the road because of reclamation considerations? Because what I'm concerned about is potential further delay, obviously. And we find ourselves, if you like, in a major debate with the District Council. I agree a dialogue would be useful, but I'm concerned that they may not necessarily understand the full background. But they do, you say. Okay, thank you. Paul, please.
Yeah, I've been approached by a senior member of the district, the Eastern District Council, who was very upset and was somewhat agitated about the prospect that there was going to be a 3-metre wide connection. And from that, I had a feeling that there was a misunderstanding and there was not very great clarity for the District Council, and therefore there was a very negative sentiment which in their informal meeting with the Deputy Secretary for Development, they've expressed themselves very clearly that they're very upset. So I think that we are in repair mode. We're not in mitigation mode, we're in repair mode. In my conversation, I made it clear that there are many areas where there is a clear understanding and where we can compromise and we can find solutions as long as we agree on those principles. And the three principles are, and I think that was understood, as wide as possible, so that as many people can make great enjoyment of it, and we have to assume that there will be future great success of this boardwalk, so it cannot be 3 metres. That it should be as much as possible under the highway to minimize the shadow over the water, but also to maximize the benefits of being under the highway. And three, that there should be as many connections as possible. And those three principles should be, if they can be agreed on, then I think there is an area for compromise. But the engineers will have to look at it, and we have to avoid silly things like elevating that footbridge for a long length, and therefore we cannot have connections to it just because of the fire services pier or a disused pier from a private landowner. So I think we need government to work harder to make sure that all the issues are understood on both sides and that there is no misunderstandings, But there are clearly misunderstandings, because the phone call was very agitated, of somebody who was very disappointed, who've known for a long time. So the misunderstandings have gone in. So I think we are in repair mode, Chairman, and I suggest that all of us reach out to the members of the Eastern District Council to repair.
Thank you. Do you sense a meeting would be beneficial?
I think it's absolutely essential.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Christine, if you could arrange an early meeting then with the District Council. Thank you. Thank you. Paragraph 3.6 of the minutes, urban design study, Wan Chai North and North Point. We're going to get a report on that under item 5, so don't think we need any more on that at this stage. I've just got a note here, just in case anyone wants to raise the issue of the observation wheel and where we are, etc. That's going to be covered under any other business. All right.